Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Monday, October 6th. Coming up, beef is as expensive as it's ever been thanks to the high cost of cattle. Retailers of all sizes have upped their prices on steak and hamburger. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. A public hearing held in Urbana on Saturday explored the ongoing hurt of Black Americans in Illinois with a call to action for reparations. IPM Student Newsroom's Juliana Means reports.
Community members gathered at the Krannert Center to hear speakers make the case for reparations, petitioning to help Black Americans heal through compensation. University of Illinois professor Sundiata Chajua spoke about stolen labor and hindered opportunity. He says reparations for African Americans is not individual, but for a nation of people that do not have a state.
So what we want to talk about is collective reparation to communities and reparations to the African American people, as well as individual payments.
This event is one of six public hearings hosted by the State of Illinois African Descent Citizens Reparation Commission. I'm Juliana Means, IPM News.
President Donald Trump is making plans for a significant aid package for U.S. soybean farmers. The move aims to help them survive China's boycott of American beans, which was sparked by Trump's trade war. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says to expect an announcement tomorrow. Farmers are struggling as China orders soybeans from Brazil and Argentina. They prefer trade over aid, hoping for a deal soon. Illinois is one of America's top producing soybean states. The city of Urbana will explore alternatives to mental health crisis intervention aimed at minimizing police involvement. IPM Student Newsroom's Jenny Lin explains.
Tonight's city council meeting will feature the first of a series of conversations about building an alternative mental health response model. Many on the front lines of mental health care hope the initiative will lead to fewer people with mental illness ending up unnecessarily hospitalized or in jail. Karen Vogas is captain of the Champaign County Jail.
I don't want to have to take them to jail and then wait 6 months to get them the help they need, especially if it's a minor charge. If it's something minor, let's get them the help they need from that moment.
She says 11 people at a county jail are waiting to be transferred to a state mental health facility. Across Illinois, more than 150 people remain on the same waiting list, according to state data. I'm Jenny Lin, IPM News.
Tonight's discussion takes place at 6 p.m. at Urbana City Hall. The battle for the Cannon Trophy ended with the Fighting Illini football team beating Purdue in Indiana 43-27. IPM's Jonathan Matthew reports.
Senior quarterback Luke Altmaier threw for a career-high 390 passing yards for Illinois. Just when Purdue was about to take control of the game, Altmaier found senior wide receiver Hank Beatty for a 62-yard touchdown for Illinois. After the game, head coach Brett Bielema said,
"Both of them just let the game come to them, right? Like when Luke's playing at his best, he just lets the game come to him. But Hank Beatty, especially a wide receiver, he just lets the play come to him. We're not really, I mean, there's things that we design and we give in, we put him in position, but he just lets the game come to him naturally, and I think that's a really good sign."
Illinois improves to 5-1 overall and 2-1 in conference play. The Illini will face their toughest opponent this season, the number one ranked Ohio State Buckeyes, next Saturday at Geese Memorial Stadium. This is Jonathan Matthew, IPM News.
Still to come, beef is as expensive as it's ever been thanks to the high cost of cattle. Retailers of all sizes have upped their prices on steak and hamburger. That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, your forecast. And now your forecast from the National Weather Service. For today, mostly sunny with a high near 84 degrees. South wind 6 to 10 miles per hour with gusts up to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 10 p.m. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies, a low of 65 degrees. South wind gusts up to 18 miles per hour. Tomorrow on Tuesday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a high of 72 degrees. West wind 6 to 13 miles per hour with wind gusts up to 20 miles per hour. And on Wednesday, sunny with a high near 70 degrees, northeast wind 6 to 10 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, Alden Global Capital has become one of America's largest newspaper owners. But the company seems primarily concerned with selling buildings, cutting staff, and making money, regardless of the cost to our civic life. All this is the subject of the documentary Stripped for Parts. I'm Brian Mackey. We'll talk with director Rick Goldsmith next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. If you buy beef, no doubt you've noticed that it's gotten more expensive lately. In fact, beef prices in the U.S. are the highest they've ever been, at an average of $9.69 per pound, according to the USDA. So when might they come down again? Harvest Public Media's Michael Marks tried to find out.
The Barton Creek Farmers Market pops up on Saturdays in a shopping mall parking lot high on a hill in Austin, Texas. Richardson Farms' booth is tucked into the far back corner.
We raise beef, we raise pork, we do eggs and chicken, we have milk and we have cheese that we make.
That's Jim Richardson, who owns the farm. He and I are talking under a tent while his grandson fetches items out of a fort of coolers. His beef products include stew meat, steak, and ground beef. Lately, they've become pricier.
I went up roughly a dollar a pound. My processor went up that much or more. So without kind of keeping up, it erodes your profitability.
Richardson's worked with cattle as a rancher and a veterinarian for more than 50 years. So I asked him about the cost of beef.
Do you have any notion of when prices might come down again?
You know, I don't, and I'd say it's going to be years. It's a real complex issue, and it's not going to remedy quickly.
The big reason why beef prices are so high is that the U.S. cattle herd is really small, the smallest since the 1950s, in fact. Years of drought in cattle country have forced ranchers to sell animals. As the population dwindles, each cow becomes more and more valuable.
So we sell those, and that means then that we don't grow the herd. And that's what the situation we've been in here for a while.
That's Brenda Botel, an agricultural economics professor at the University of Wisconsin River Falls. Despite the costs, she says people are still buying beef.
I'm actually surprised at how resilient beef demand has continued to stay with the very high prices.
At 3-6 General, a small butcher shop and grocery store in San Marcos, south of Austin, Maddie Bills says that high prices have forced her to pay closer attention than ever before to what ranchers and suppliers charge her.
Checking pricing quarterly because things are fluctuating has been really important for us surviving it all.
Bills buys pork, lamb, and cuts of beef from local ranchers.
Obviously we get ribeye, tenderloin, strip. Denver is a really popular cut of ours, which is a better value, but it's still really marbled and tender.
The shop is crammed with display cases for cheese and proteins, plus coolers along the walls with veggies, sausage, and chicken feet. In the back, workers marinate ribs, cut sheets of butcher paper, and grind black pepper. Bill said she didn't have a good estimate of when beef prices will drop again, but she has noticed that when buying direct from the source, prices don't tend to jump as dramatically.
Prices have definitely increased across the board. I will say that the more local the product, the more insulated it is from price increases. The further away you get from the source, the more likely you're going to be playing a game of telephone, and somewhere along the line, someone's going to increase the price and not bring it back down.
So at every step along the beef supply chain, the costs add up. And Battelle, the Wisconsin economist, doesn't expect the high prices to come down anytime soon.
When I'm talking year over year, I don't really see that declining at least through 26.
In fact, she believes prices still have room to go up, at least in the short term.
So I think your August, September, October, we'll still see prices increase.
So those planning a late summer barbecue will need a healthy budget if they plan to serve beef. I'm Michael Marks, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Oriana. Reporting today contributed by Juliana Means, Reginald Hardwick, Jenny Lin, Jonathan Matthew, and Michael Marks. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.